Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 29th, 2005. Today's message is titled Self-Examination, and I use a simple portion of a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. But let a man examine himself. Yesterday I tracked in some undesirable material on my shoe. Apparently I'd stepped in it while walking in my backyard. This brought to memory an experience I had many years ago. It began when we had taken a stair to a pediatrician and we were in the waiting room. I have a pretty sensitive nose and smelled a dirty diaper type smell. I commented to Brooksine about it and she observed that perhaps someone had recently changed a diaper. I looked around and thought, they sure don't keep this place very clean. Later in the day, I was holding a stair and I smelled it again. I thought, wow, she sure needs to take a bath. As the day went on, there were a few more times when I caught the smell, and I was so frustrated that I just couldn't determine the source. Well, that evening, I finally found the source when I took off my shoes. I discovered I had some dog doo-doo on them and had been walking around with it all day long. Paul's simple command in our daily text is set in the context of the Lord's table. However, I believe it's also good general advice. As we go through life, we will smell various scents, both pleasant and unpleasant. We may be tempted to assume the unpleasant must be someone else. We better check ourselves first. This is the Daily Encouragement Net Minute. It's early Thursday morning. I have a meeting and trying to get this off before the meeting today. Actually in Lancaster area at 6:15. Brooksine did prepare a prayer for today. She's not up yet, so I'm going to read it to you. Make it my prayer today. Make it your prayer as well. Jesus, as you test me in the day-to-day activities of life, you are also examining my heart and my mind. So often when I fail, I cast the blame on someone else or the circumstances at the time. Give me the courage to look within and invite the spiritual scrub brush of your holy word to do the needed cleansing. Your love is ever before me, and your power is always available to me as I walk continually in your truth. Amen. This is a ministry called dailyencouragement.net. It's our website as well. We prepare these messages and have done so since 1996. Again, today I do have a meeting, and normally we try to get this out around 10 o'clock, and today it's going to probably be out by about 6:30 to 7. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful. Stay